salmonized and salmonized tuners bring you another flow of bulls and bulls under the direction of that master of mystery, the Hermit. Ladies and gentlemen, you can cooperate in winning the war by simonizing your car. 6 months ago, the United States government urged motorists to protect the finish on their cars 4 times a year. One reason is that certain materials in the paintwork are also used in the making of munitions. It's up to motorists to save the finish on their present cars. The way to do it is with Simonize. Simonize keeps cars beautiful, and in addition, protects and preserves the finish, making it last longer. That's mighty important in the present emergency. Simonize is acknowledged as the best defense for all finishes, whether of lacquer or enamel. Simonize withstands all conditions of climate and weather. It makes cars easier to keep clean. You save in many ways by Simonizing your car. Now, for our play and the Hermit.
$100,000. Go on, your old wonder. You know, I feel like I'm working on air. Through this deep map concrete.
Old man up John nearly fell over backwards in his chair when I mentioned the price. Couldn't do anything else. We've got that outfit over a barrel.
Honestly, John, I don't see how you do it.
Oh, force of habit, Carson. I've been dealing in finance since I was 12 years old.
You know, this has been the most profitable evening I've ever spent, my life.
What we put over tonight will be small change compared to a couple of...
I do not tell by your clothes, even if you work and ride like a tank. Tonight you're very good
luck. You make very much money. Just say the woman, sir. Right, better
go on. I haven't got time to stand here and be...
Come on. You get it because you know something about a very prominent man. I see a large building going up. A building with a great silver star on top.
A tourist building. Good, this is a panic.
Yeah, it's marvelous. There's no way she could have known all that unless she'd been reading the papers.
She didn't know about the plans to put a big star on the building. You just decided on that with the architect at 7 tonight before he went over there to...
No, Carson, I'm surprised at you. Don't tell me you actually believe in this war.
Not, but... Well, let's let her tell our fortunes to flagell.
No, as a law-abiding citizen, I refuse to stand on the sidewalk, blocking traffic, and encourage this woman to buy her illegal drink.
Okay, Durham, okay. Sorry, lady, no fortunes tonight. Now, madam, if you will be so good as to let us by.
You now ask me to tell your fortune, but I do it anyway. I tell you what I see.
I'm not interested in your cheap prophecies. Now, move on before I call a policeman.
You, Carson, go ahead. But I tell you something. I do not know your name. I do not know who you are. These gentlemen, you call you Durham. That means nothing to me.
Madam,
when I look at you, I see evil. Must be. You are rich. Because you have tricked other people. You have done much evil. But your death is not doing good right soon. For you do not have long to live.
No, threat now, huh?
It is not a threat.
Now I'm expected to reach down into my jeans and pull out a dollar so you can tell me about my death. Well, I just won't fall for your cheap swindle.
I do not want your money. I will not take it now. You will die within 3 days.
Oh, you frighten me now.
You hear? It is midnight. Before this clock strikes midnight 3 more times, you will be dead.
Now, see here. It's dangerous to make statements like that. I could be misinterpreted for a threat, you know.
No, she's not threatening me, Carson. Come on, let's go.
You cannot escape your fate. You will bow at the hands of a man in snow white hair.
Thanks for the warning, man. Let's go, Carson. I've got to look for a man with white hair. Things are really rolling. As soon as we finish lunch, I'm going back to the bank and sign another 60,000 deal with Phelps and Crandall. All on the strength of that little pressure we put on up John's last night.
Couldn't you have picked a quieter cafe than this one to eat in?
Oh, never come to a quiet restaurant when you want to talk anything over in secret. Everybody overhears you. And if the place is noisy, the confusion of sound covers up. You know that man over there?
What man?
The fellow over at the counter, even with his hat on.
Oh, why?
He keeps looking over here.
Well, he's a stranger to me.
Well, I've seen him before. I don't remember where. I caught him a couple of times out of the corner of my eye watching me. I looked toward him. He turned back to his food.
Well, he's probably trying to see you somewhere, too.
Now, what does he wear his hat clear down over his head like that for?
Does look odd.
Oh, now look, Hoffman. Here's what I want you to do. Go to the mayor, explain to him that we have $25,000 to help him back in office if he does right by us on that reclamation project.
You don't need to worry about the mayor. He'll play along with us all.
Well, he'd better. Well, I've got to get back to the bank. No, Carson, the lunch is on.
You all stumbled me again.
Don't see our waiter. Well, I'll just leave this on the plate. That ought to hold him.
You know, I was telling the wife about last night.
Yes? How much?
Well, I don't mean that. I mean about the fortune teller.
Oh.
You know, she takes those things quite seriously. You know, she's quite worried that something's going to happen to you.
No. Bunch of nonsense. I'll hold the door.
Well, thank you. It's quite a bit colder out here. Hey, you know, it may rain.
I'm surprised. Don't look now, Carson, but he's right behind the stool. The guy on my hat. Soon as he got off the stool, paid his check, and just
didn't he follow you?
It looks that way. Let's just see. Let's turn down Third Street, then double back.
Okay. He couldn't be a detective, could he?
Doesn't look like one. I know I've seen this before.
Right now, Berman, I don't like the idea of being followed.
Well, that goes for me, too. That guy might be a reporter.
Yeah, there's an idea.
Let's get across the street right here. Well, so what happened last night? Maybe the boys figured a good way to be first for the news is to assign a man.
Look, what strike came within you? You're hitting me. Right out of clothes. I sure thought you were gone.
Well, of course, a cop wouldn't see that.
He shouldn't have been crossing here anyway.
He was going too fast.
Some fool said the authority shouldn't have allowed him.
He is nothing. It was a fellow older than I am. I got a quick glimpse of him. He's a thin-faced guy with white hair. I told you, Miss Nelson, I'm not seeing anybody this... Oh, Carson, send him in.
Hello, Doyle. Well, for a minute, I thought maybe I wasn't going to get in.
Shut the door.
Sure. Well, how do you feel?
See the mayor?
Yeah. He's all sick. She gave me this. 8 years old and strong for a day.
No, you know where the soda is, and get yourself a glass.
I get 2 glasses.
No, I never touch.
No, you never touch the stuff. But after that meal, sweep your head after lunch or something.
I don't want any.
Okay, all right. I was just being sociable. Well, the mayor will play along all right with us.
Mayor Carson. Across the street.
What?
You see. Anybody you know?
Nope. So. Say, isn't that...
That same guy that failed us after lunch.
He's doing.
He's been down there for over an hour. He's looking up here at that window of my office. Standing there with his hat pulled way down over his head.
Why don't you ask one of your bank guards to ask the guy that he's hanging around for, or a cop?
It's all right. This way, I know where he is.
You're putting me out of soda, Durham. I think I'll have it straight, though, anyway.
Carson, do you ever think how easy it would be to kill a man?
I know. What do you mean?
Oh, I don't mean if you didn't like a man. If a man had done what you considered wrong, you know, you could kill him quite easily.
You mean with a gun?
No, not necessarily with a gun, with anything. You could tamper with the steering apparatus of his car and He could drop something heavy on him from a height. He could step up behind him at night on a dark street and put a knife into his heart. Right now, without exciting your suspicion, I should take a knife out of my desk drawer, toy with it, wander around the room, and then cut your throat from ear to ear.
My attitude in a whimsical mood at that.
Or I could drive my car into you as you crossed the street.
Hey, that little business with you really got you, didn't it? Well, you don't think that was intentional. Do you?
Well, a lot of people in this town like to see me dead.
No,
but just a minute. I've just run from Mitchell. He knows personally every person this bank is dealing with.
Well, as I was saying, a lot of people aren't any too fond of me.
Oh, well, everybody has enemies. And I've got more than my share.
Naturally, you're prominent, wealthy, and therefore you're envied. But you're loved, too. You gave a swimming pool to the city playground.
Yeah, and what I've taken from the city treasury would have built 24 swimming pools. Yes, Mitchell, come in. Mitchell, you're acquainted with those property owners on Sutter Street, those who had the foreclosed on?
Yes.
I understand that some of them felt they had been done an injustice. Is that right?
Well, as a matter of fact, most of them were displeased.
Did any of them seem to bear any animosity toward me personally? Go ahead, you can speak right out, Mitchell.
One or two seemed quite incensed. I assured them, however, that the bank was acting in accordance with its right of law.
Excellent, Mitchell. But tell me, what did they say?
Oh, it must have affected bank officials for getting rich through taking homes away from working people.
Any of the property owners mentioned me personally?
I believe one did.
Hmm. Who was it?
Mr. Harkness, I believe.
Harkness?
Huh. Oh, he owned a house and lot of 315 Sutter until he took it over.
What's he look like, this Harkness?
Rather a tall old gentleman with deep set blue eyes and a strong jaw.
Gray haired, I suppose?
No. As a matter of fact, his hair is white.
White. Poor old fellow. Well, of course, the bank acted entirely within its rights, but I hate to see an old person lose all they have, even through inefficient management on their old part. I'll tell you what, Mitchell. Call up this Harkness, tell him I am sending him my own personal check for the money he had already paid in. $500,
well, that's $620.
$620, then. Attend to that right away, Mitchell.
Yes.
And Mitchell, the story will no doubt get around after Harkness gets the check. Might see that the papers get the state of it now.
Do you honestly think Harkness?
Perhaps so, perhaps not. But $620 is cheap for Harkness.
That woman told you last night has got to worry, doesn't it?
Now, don't think I take any stock in fortune telling. Maybe the woman found out something and was trying to put me off. And that white haired fellow that nearly ran me down, well, that started me thinking. I think I'll get away for 2 or 3 days.
Get a good rest. That's a good idea. You've been working pretty hard.
Oh, yes. I'm going to run up to Hill Springs on the train tonight. I got my tickets already.
Great. You'll do you a lot of good.
Well, that's what I figured. Get away from this grind for a few days. Down the hat. Sit down there. Watching.
Comfort, speed, service, about everything.
And food, too. Well, this ride is excellent food.
I'm glad to hear you say that, sir. So you're going to Hill Springs?
Yep, getting away from the old grind for a few days rest.
Oh, you're lucky. Say, speaking of railroading, maybe you'd be interested in a little magazine they got up for a train. There's an article that tells what us railroad men, porters, engineers, conductors, brakemen, and all think of the railroading now as compared with the job as it used to be. If you'd like to look at it...
Yes, I would.
Well, I've got it right here. It's page 18, I believe it is. There's a picture in there of the engineer that's from this train.
Well, really?
Yes, he was interviewed by the fellow that wrote the article. You see, Jim's about ready for retirement. Next year, in fact. Jim Tiffelman.
Well,
yes, Jim's known railroading like nobody else does. Knows every inch of the track on this line, 40 years of railroading, and never has a wreck. Well, if he just gets through this year, he'll have a perfect record. There's his picture.
Fine-looking man.
Of course, that picture was taken quite a while ago when his hair was coal black. We call him Whitey now. His hair's white as snow. Great fella Jim is.
I've got to get off the train. Stop the train, conductor.
Well, what's the matter?
Stop the train.
Let me off. We're 20 miles from the next stop, you see?
There's going to be a wreck. We're going to crack up. Stop the train. Stop the train. Stop.
As the words of the fortune teller come to his mind. Little prophecy come true. The only thing to tell you before the night is done.
If you want the best results on applying Simonize to your car, first thoroughly clean the paint with Simonize Cleaner. It brings back the same glorious beauty your car had when brand new. Simonized cleaner is now made in two forms, liquid and paste. Because some motors prefer the one and some the other. If you select the new liquid Simonized cleaner, compare it with any other liquid you've ever used. It's faster and easier to use, like a better, more scientific job of cleaning. And the results last longer. It's less trouble to do a full job of Simonized cleaner than do a halfway job of something else. After restoring the car's beauty with Simonized cleaner, always apply Simonized to protect the finish and make the beauty last. Now, to resume our play, here's the hermit again.
One of the men that the G.I. was a man with white hair. Jordan became Thomas Anderson. The land to the best of you with the speaking train. The conductor collapsed with him.
It's going to be a wreck. Stop the train! Stop the train!
There ain't going to be no wreck.
Let her off! Let her down, you fool! You'll be stuck under the wheels and run off. Calm down and you'll get the passengers in a panic. I'm George Storm, president of the Merchant Bank. I own stock in this railroad. Stop this train or I'll have you fired.
You may run the bank, but I run this train. Are you going to sit down quietly and wait until we get to the next stop, or am I going to lock you in a drawing room?
You are, sir. I'm George Storm. Your job wouldn't be worth it.
All right, sir. That's fine. I'll take my chances on that. Are you going to be sensible, or do I call a porter?
I demand that you put me off this train at the earliest possible moment.
Exactly. That'll be as soon as we reach Grove Junction up the line away.
Hello, Dora. Did it stay long?
No, Thornton. I got to thinking about all the work I had to do, so I got off the train and came back. Sit down, Thornton. I was just calling the chief of police.
You do?
I don't know. Thornton, who do you think I saw the people last night over there? I was getting on the train.
Who?
The guy with the hat. Thornton, you'd say to me.
No.
I know. Well, I saw him across the street a while ago.
Did you get any sleep last night?
A little.
You look terrible.
You too, said it, thank you. It's well done. You look too.
Stop.
No.
Sergeant. That woman. That woman was sucked from the street night before last year.
Don't let her get her goat. I thought you didn't believe in that.
No, I don't believe in it. I tell you, the state auditor is coming in here Wednesday afternoon. Do you believe it? Are you believing in fortune tellers?
No.
She may be in some trouble, too. Hello, Chief.
This is the judge.
Yes. Hey, listen, what I called you about, I thought there was an ordinance in this town against fortune tellers. Well, then why is it enforced? Oh, the heck it is. There's a woman who goes up and down Broadway stopping people on the sidewalks and telling their fortunes. Well, she did it to a friend of mine. Said a lot of insulting and embarrassing things, too. She's a nuisance. Ought to be locked up. Oh, she's tall, very dark. Her eye teeth are long and sharp, sticks down over her lower lip. Well, when you round up somebody, give me a ring, and I'll be down with this friend and identify her.
Okay. Thanks, Chief.
Who is this friend?
You'll have to help me identify her.
Suppose they find her. What then?
That woman knows something. Someone's after me. According to her, they were going to get me by midnight tomorrow night. A man with white hair.
Man, she was just sore because you wouldn't dare to tell her fortune. Fortune tellers never tell you anything really sad, unless they're sore.
No, maybe. But how do you explain the fact that I have never seen so many white-haired men in my life as I have in the last 2 days? White-haired men whipping around corners in automobiles. White-haired men driving locomotives.
That's how you got off the train.
Listen, he's gone 40 years without an accident. It was just right for one to happen to him. The law of averages. This is no laughing matter. My life is at stake. I can see that. That fellow that follows me. I know why he wears his hat down over his head like that. I know.
Well, why?
He doesn't want me to see the color of his hair.
Oh, now, drop.
You don't have to believe it. It isn't your life that's in danger. See this? It's a 36 automatic. You don't catch me without this from now on.
If it makes your life feel any safer to carry a gun.
You're darn right it does. I'm not overlooking anything. You remember old man Guthrie?
The man who was with you for so many years.
Yes, had to let him go. Customers like to be waited on by young men. Never could find a thing after he left here.
Oh, what about him?
Well, I happened to think about him this morning that Guthrie has white hair.
So?
I got him a job clear over at the other side of town as a night watchman. I pay his salary myself. His old salary, just like before.
Why don't you start up benefit society for two-headed guys who think you're double-crossed?
Shut up, Carson. This is funny to you. It's yours. You haven't lived such an honest life that you can sit back and laugh.
Hold on, Dorman. I ain't laughing, am I?
Well, you better not. Something's after me. Some foresight. I can see them staring down closer and closer like a thief in a face.
Come on, take it easy.
That guy across the street has got something to do with it. Look at him standing there. I'm going to let him know that I'm on his game. And going down there and jerk off that. I'll see what's under that thing.
Sure, wait.
Haven't you? Answer me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come here.
You didn't know it, but I've known you were right behind me all the time, everywhere I went.
Philip!
Take off that hat. I said, take off that hat.
I happen to like it on.
You think I don't know what's under there, don't you? Well, I do know.
Okay, so you know. Now, will you beat it?
He's going to make me.
Look, brother, I don't want any trouble with you. I'm just standing here minding my own business. You come up.
I know what you got on your mind. You'll never do it, you hear?
Sir, please. Let go of that hat.
Prove I'm right. I'll prove it, you.
Give me that hair, I'll call a cop.
Oh, well, I'll show you your life.
Well, what are you staring at?
Bald. Bald as a man.
Mitchell?
Yes, Mr. Carson.
Where's the boss?
Why, I don't know, sir. He didn't come in this morning.
You didn't tell him?
No, he's called his apartment a dozen times, and there's no answer. He's never done anything like this before. If he isn't coming down to the bank, he always lets us know.
When did you last see him?
Yesterday afternoon. You remember, he ran out the door, and you ran after him?
Yeah.
Well, he came back a few minutes later, and then went out. The last anybody's ever seen him.
Mitchell, can you get away from the bank?
Oh, I really didn't. I really can't, sir.
I mean, if Mr. Dura may be in trouble.
Maybe we'd better call the police.
No, hold on. They wouldn't help now. Mr. Durham has been overworked.
Yes, I know. He works harder than any of his employees.
He's got an idea that somebody is trying to harm him.
Well, I've noticed something is bothering him lately.
Well, we'd better find him. Did he withdraw any money from the bank when he left yesterday?
No, he didn't. Good. Chances are he's still somewhere in town. Now, you come with me. We'll make a round of his favorite haunts from one end of town to the other.
You'll never drive a dull-looking car. It's so much wiser to Simonize. Millions of experienced motorists do it, and they know there's nothing that compares with Simonize and Simonize Cleaner. You can depend on them to keep your car beautiful for years. You should always insist on Simonize and Simonize Cleaner for your car. They're sold everywhere. At hardware, drug, grocery, and auto supply stores, filling stations, auto laundries, and garages. And the genuine cost no more, in fact less in the long run, than substitutes and so-called imitations. Now, more than ever before, your car should have the very best of care. You may have to drive it years longer than you ever expected. So, be wise, Simonize, and do it now.
In the hammock, there's more stories for you. Listen in again next week for my howling. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
Series is a presentation of Simonize and the Simonize Business. This is the Nation of the Stars. NBC, Beverly Hills, California. The time, 20 seconds, before 10 p.m., Westfield Watch Time.